it falling. Yeah, the snow is softly falling. The snow is softly falling. Very nice to you as well. Oh, there's a third person in the room. So for these next four songs, Mr. Rocco DeRosa is going to play along with us. And Rocco has been producing an album for us over the past few months, and which will be due out winter 2018. And the name of the album is This Us. And
that would be spring, this spring, right? Not winter. Next winter.
Did I say next winter?
You did, yeah.
This winter.
I was going to say, it's a long time to mix this record. I don't think I need that long.
Okay. So we're going to play the songs off that record for you. Ready. This first one is called Old Canary. Old canary, ooh, ordinary, who could tell when they fell, the gas.
Thank you.
Winters. This next song is called I Saw Winter.
I saw winter, as we say.
Often, yes. Often pronounced in the local dialect. I saw winter. Lifting in the branches, and I've been out the whole day long, lifting with your glances. Oh, you were mine. I saw winter in white.
There was a place I never knew. I took the long way out there, and I had put all my faith in you, following your empty prayer. Oh, when you were mine, I saw winter in white. All in time, I saw winter on the vine. Thank you.
in white. In white. In white.
All right. Nice. So this is, these songs, the last ones here, are from the record that Anna and I and Chris are working on. Should be released sometime, hopefully in the winter or early spring, followed by some kind of a release party. It's looking at like Lizard Lounge, but all of that information will be found on Anna's website once it's ready to be released. Good?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Winter lust, lost in dust, is this us? Could it find the rest?
Got one last song for you. Again, this is Anna Snow, and I'm with Rocco DeRosa and Chris Kiefer, and this is going to be the last song off our new album coming out this winter, early spring. And look out for announcements for a release show at annasnowmusic.com, and you can also find me on Facebook. This song is called Vera. Thank you. This is Dark Horse. This is right on cue. I was hoping I'd remember you. I've been holding out for blue. I've been dreaming that I can't see my face. I've been holding 100-year race. I've been wondering, what am I to you?
Thanks very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you to Joel.
All right. Thank you to Anna Snow for performing. I'll get to chat with her in a little bit, but in the meantime, here's some air traffic controller.
You can't choose where you come from, only where you go.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Drug Rug with Paint the Fence Invisible. And look who we have here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. Anna Snow is here. Rocco is here. We're still waiting on one other
Chris
person.
Is coming.
Hello.
He's
coming.
There he is.
There he is.
Welcome, Chris.
All right. There we go. All right. Now you're up.
All right. Here we are.
No, that was wonderful in there in studio day.
Thank you.
So you made note that you were playing songs that haven't been recorded yet. You do realize that's just killing your chances on the next album.
Oops.
Yeah. Really didn't think this one through.
No.
You know.
Just gotta say.
Yeah, I mean it was a last minute thing for us to be here. We were happy to help, but it was definitely they were playing stuff that they've been
classics.
Together.
They're
yeah, classics for them. Yeah. You know, they just
back in the vault.
It's true.
You realize I'm just pulling your chain off.
Well, yeah, I mean you know we got to play along, otherwise we're not good guests, right?
I don't know. You could totally just resist.
That's true.
No, No, so you're in the middle of making this record. Are the songs that you played earlier in the set going to be on the record, or is it
Nope. So we're actually in the songs are being mixed now, so everything's been recorded. The last four songs in the set where Rocco was playing and singing. Though so it's a short EP, four songs.
Oh, okay.
So those are the songs that are gonna be on it.
Is the sound going to be stripped down and acoustic like
it's
that, or
not,
is it a little
no.
bit more elaborate?
Nope, it's full production.
Oh, okay.
We did a lot of the recording at Rocco's home studio, and we did some in Rockland.
Yeah, in Rockland at Sean McLaughlin's 37-foot studio.
Ah, yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we like Sean McLaughlin.
Sean is wonderful. He's a wonderful human. So he's we tracked basics there, just drums and bass, and we kept some guitar from Dan King, who played guitar with us. And but everything else, all the post was done at my place.
Nice. Keep it cheap.
Yeah, well, you know, we were very fortunate to, so Dan was a guitarist in my other, the original band that I was in for a long time, the Naked Stills, and we kind of came across a lot of really expensive gear. it's kind of a long story, but essentially we built a home studio that was not really a home studio. The only thing home about the studio was that it was in a home. But so we did all the post there. And yeah, it was great.
The term home studio doesn't really
Yeah, Rocco was great to work with. He did a great job. Yeah.
Thanks, Chris. They were great too.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm new to this whole scene. This is their thing, and I just kinda got brought in to add a little.
I was gonna say
flavor.
I could cut off his mic so you can say what you really think.
Yeah, that's fine. He can say that too. He might later, I don't know.
No. That's it. That's all I have to say about that.
You don't want to S-talk anybody?
I got nothing to say bad about anyone.
Yet.
No, so, I mean, you had mentioned you hadn't recorded the, was it the first four songs of the set?
Three or four?
Yeah.
I mean, is that the goal for the next project, or is this just... You're just kind of writing and something will happen out of it.
Yeah, Chris and I have been playing together for like 4 years now. So we just have a big catalog.
So you just have
a
stockpile of songs.
Yeah. And some of them have, I don't know, we don't play a lot of them that were on our last album for some reason. Just others have become favorites. I don't know.
Well, isn't that kind of a good burden to have when you're
totally
you released it was 2015 with the last record, so you're stockpiling songs and just suddenly the songs from the last album are just disappearing from the set and
definitely.
You get people saying where can I get this song or
all the time.
So
like I said, a good burden to have.
Definitely. Some of those, I think, will be in future recordings. So,
yeah, I was just saying.
Yeah, Rocco, what's going to happen with that?
Well, you know, I was just saying to them, like literally when we finished, that was the first time that I had heard a lot of that material. And when Anna first came to me, she was playing with some people that I had kind of put a band together. She wanted to do more full band stuff, and so I had found a bassist and a drummer and another guitarist and kind of built out this band for them. And that turned into, hey, let me help you with these songs. And it just happened to be, I think, maybe at the time, the songs that I had heard them rehearsing that we kind of like, I worked through with them a little bit. And then I was like, hey, let me do the record with you guys. But at the same time, they had said they had recorded something and they wanted something a little bit different. And so I actually didn't really spend any time listening to listening to what they had done before. And I only knew what they had brought me and they had roughs of that. And so when they played those in there and I was sitting there for the first five songs and I was like, where were these? Like, why didn't we include some of this? And I was, you know, kind of kicking myself. But at the same time, it was nice to come to their material from nowhere. Like I didn't have any preconceived notions about what they were doing. I just knew kind of like, okay, they asked me to kind of put my fingerprints on it, and so that's what I did. But now I think that it would be great to go back and record those songs because they're great, and I can totally hear, you know, how we can kind of take what they've been doing and what we've done and make it work one thing.
I think you just made the album coming out next in winter of 2018.
Oh, no. See, we're in the age of digital, and so we're going to do two EPs. Keep them waiting.
Keep them waiting?
That's right.
Oh, no. You see, I'm old. I'm impatient. I want all this crap now. Do you find yourself trying to find fresh influences in your writing as you're going along? I mean, what were your primary influences and what is something that you just heard and said, yes, this is something that I can incorporate?
Sure. There's a particular Radiohead song off their latest album. What was their latest album?
A Moon-Shaped Pool.
Yes. Yeah. The last song. It's really bad that I don't know the name of the
song.
Yeah,
it's fine.
But it... It's because the song, they only had a bootleg version of this song.
Oh, True Love Waits.
True Love Waits. I heard that song a few years ago and something, I can't listen to it now because it just, something about it just brings me to tears instantly.
Okay.
And something about that song has influenced a lot of my writing. Just something about the tone and the moody cadence that I have in a lot of my guitar playing. So
I mean, I did notice that in your performance tonight. So,
Radiohead is a big influence. A lot of songwriters have this, but I have a big Songwriters on Songwriting. It's a book and full of interviews with songwriters, and I go back to that a lot just to get inspiration about what inspires them.
Nice.
Neil Young is a huge inspiration for me. But topically, it's lyrics tend to come from a very stream of consciousness type of space, and then later on, I'll tend to interpret what I think it means. But you know, often relationships, family, that kind of thing.
Write what you know. I mean, do you find the writing process, the collaborative process, especially now that you're working in more full band arrangements, do you find the writing easier?
Well, I haven't really started writing for a full band. So, when we were taking our songs and bringing them to Rocco, he has a lot more knowledge about arranging and in a full band capacity. So he kind of, I don't want to say took over, but it was a very collaborative process.
Well, I mean, you wanted a more fuller arrangement.
Correct.
And you went to somebody who knew how to do that.
Right. I will say after going through this process, though, that I haven't been writing quite as much as I was before, but when I do, I've taken a lot of arrangement advice from him, and just he's very knowledgeable lyrically, and it has changed my songwriting.
What else is coming up for you? Because you say you have an EP coming out this winter.
Yes, this winter. I had to clarify. I was like, 2018, where are we?
This winter.
Yeah.
So what's coming up next for you? Because I know you're finishing up this EP. And
right. So that's really the focus right now. We don't really have any upcoming shows as of yet, but we'll definitely be a CD release party, as I said, or as Rocco said, probably at the Lizard Lounge.
Yeah, Lizard is great.
It's great. I mean, I've been playing there with a lot of different projects over, you know, the past 15 years, and it's a beautiful place. It's one of the few venues in Boston that I really feel has, you know, this very intimate quality, but still very solid sound for everybody in the room. It's not like you're getting overpowered in any one particular spot, but everybody can kind of see, and there's still a seated area for people if they want to sit. And it just tends to draw in a very listener friendly crowd, as opposed to a place where, you know, they're just slinging drinks and you're trying to play over them. So,
They're slinging drinks there.
Oh yeah, I know. Mike,
don't get anybody wrong.
That's true. Oh yeah, they're just nicer about it.
Definitely the best open mic in Boston. For sure.
100%. Yeah, George took that over.
They're still doing that. I haven't seen much in the social media universe about the open mics.
Yeah, I guess Tom, who did it, Bianchi, who did it forever. He has had George Woods take it over in. It's still run pretty much the same way, and George has been running open mics for a long time. I used to play at 6B Lounge over in off the
Beacon
Hill area, wherever that was. He does a great job too, so I don't think it's lost any, other than Tom's one-liners, which are most of the reasons that I've gone. But other than that, I'm sure George is filling that in just fine.
All right. So how can people reach you?
So I have a website, annasnowmusic.com. You can hear the old EP there. We put news about upcoming shows on there.
You'll probably put the stuff you play tonight up there.
Yeah.
We just might. The last album, Come With Me, is on Bandcamp,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, all that good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll let you pack up whatever you have in there. I mean, it's pretty easy to clean up when you're playing acoustic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much,
Anna Snow,
for coming in last minute and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, we had fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Great hearing new songs, even though you just totally devalued them by playing them before they're recorded. But,
it'll be fun.
What do? It keeps everything interesting.
That's right.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Go to annasnowmusic.com. Look her up on Facebooks. Are you on the Instagrams and the Twitters?
Oh, I sure am.
No, of course. So, who isn't? Me. That's who isn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much. Thanks. I'll let you guys get all your equipment out of the building, because we all know you have to walk down 17 flights of stairs. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're listening to On the Tone with Mikey D. Here is Old Jack.
Thank you. I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stop, this is disaster. This is breakdown way. You wanna drive faster, but your gears won't stay. So take your bits of scrap, metal and rubber, your metal and hustle. Load it on the bed, lay it to rest with them. The drive too far. Cause life, it's all the minor parts that compose the show. But here, here on this empty stage, the show don't go. Baby, is your curtain closed? Closed, oh. You got it wrapped up in its folds, but which way to open it? Which way to go?
91.5 WMFO. That's AM Stereo with Personal Style. Yeah. All right. That brings an end to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil. I want to thank again Mohammed and Amanda, who are here promoting the All Together series at the Thalia this Saturday. Violet Knox, who have this great new album, Nebula, which will be out this Friday on Bandcamp and all of that. And Anna Snow for performing in Studio D. So all of that being said, I'm going to close out the show with an artist that I close out a lot of shows with. I don't know why, but I just gravitate to it. Here's Rick Berlin and the Nickel and Dime Band. The brand new record is called The Courage of the Lonely. And the song is called Tease Me. So enjoy. See you next week. Pam will be here. More live music. More recorded music. More music. We need more music. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO, Medford.